interestingly, this study differed from some of the other phase 3 studies in that lenvatinib is dosed by weight based on 12 milligrams versus 8 milligrams based on the weight of 60 kilos. And that's less than the dose used in thyroid cancer, which is 24 milligrams. And that came out of earlier studies based on the metabolism of the drug in patients with liver disease. This study also limited patients who had main portal vein invasion. That's very unique in phase 3 studies. And this study came out of Japan, where their guidelines do a different treatment for those patients with main portal vein invasion. And that's probably where we saw the survival of 12 months with sorafenib. That's really the longest survival we've seen in a phase 3 study. And it's probably reflecting the patient selection. Also, they excluded patients who had more than 50% of their liver involved.
Is portal vein invasion just a prognostic factor, or what's the actual meaning of? Why were they excluded?
So this is patients with main portal vein. So this means the part of the vein outside of the liver. And we know that that is a poor prognostic factor, but they were not excluded for that reason as much as the fact that patients with main portal vein invasion in Japan, per their guidelines, are treated with intra-arterial chemotherapy, not with any high level of evidence, but that's where the study originated.